Nicely with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels. Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
My pleasure to welcome you to the Hooghearts family this morning. And it's all about, what a beautiful name is it? O'Rain. More, Ma Elissa.
More.
Gaan met jou.
Goedankie met jou.
En Nico daar langs jou.
Morgen Martin.
Baie welkom in die atelier. Dit is een mooi naam.
Dankie.
Wat, waar krijg je mee so'n naam? Is het O'Rain? Heb ik het recht gesê?
Ja, ja.
O'Rain.
Ja.
Wat betekent het?
Nico kan maar sê, hy die naam ontdek.
Het jy die naam gekies?
Ja, dit is, my oma was van Galliese herkomst. Sy was MacGregor Smith. En O'Rain is ook van Galliese herkomst, Gals-Walliese herkomst. En dit betekent goud.
Oh, wow. Dit is baie, baie mooi. Vertel ons die story van O'Rain.
Wel, ons was omtrent amper 5 jaar getrouwd. En sy was beplan. En ons het vannacht zwanger geraak. Ek het 'n goeie zwangerskap gehad, behalwe dat ek COVID gekry het.
Oh no.
Ja, 10 weke. Mm-hmm. Maar alles verder het goed gegaan, geen probleme nie.
So dit het nie uitwerking gehad nie, dit het nie effect gehad nie, die COVID?
Ek was baie moeg.
Ok.
Al het my 2 weke siek verlof gegeen, maar ek moes 3 vat, want ek kon nie. Verder het ons geen probleme gehad nie, sy is op die datum gebore wat hulle vir ons gegee het. Dit sou 'n tuisgeboorte gewees het, en toe die dag, toe kom sy te vinnig, toe ons inry birth house toe vir 'n evaluasie, of ja, toe sê die vroedvrou vir my, nee, jylle bly net hier. Sy kom nou. Ons het nie 'n doeksak nie, ons het nie my sak nie, ons het nie 'n babastoelkie nie, niks nie.
Sy, dis nou tyd.
Dis nou tyd. So toe sy gebore is, toe het my man gehuis toe gery, alles gekry, en daar was geen komplikasies nie. Hulle het net vir my gesê, daar is kalsifikasies op die placenta, maar partij keer is het maar algemeen, hoe ouer die placenta raak. En, ja, allemaal het gesê, is hierdie kind het soos 'n aura om haar. Sy is so op en wakker, en sy is hierdie vreedsame kind, en ja, hulle het net gesê, daar is iets.
Shines like gold.
Ja, sy was 'n baie makkelike babiekie, 3.6 kilo's goeie gewag.
Ja.
Uitstekend op die Apgar score.
Ja, 9 en...
Everything fine.
Everything fine.
Okay, and then?
Then we missed the audio test. Ek het vergeet. Hulle het my gesê daarvan, maar ek het helemaal vergeet. Toe, die tyd gaan aan, sy was bykie achter met kruip en loop, maar nie vreeslik nie, van die kinders wat maar bykie langer. Toe sê die mense vir my al beentjies bykie lui, maar geen ander goeders nie, sy het nooit antibiotika gehad nie, sy was nie siek nie, ek was altyd by die huis met haar, ek het op haar werk toe ek zwanger geraak het.
Ja.
En toe kom dit dat sy amper 2 is, en vriende van ons sê, hoor, hierdie kind praat nog nie, jylle moet 'n plan maak. My boetie het stadiger gepraat of later gepraat, ons het gedink, sy is net agter, sy is bietjie agter, is nie 'n probleem nie.
When is the normal age or usual age for starting to speak, would you say, with children?
Ek sê, dit is so 1.5, 2, dit hang af. As haar ouer boeties en sisters is.
So, it can happen, that a 2...
Yes.
Okay, so you still didn't suspect anything major?
No. Alright. Toe gaan ons arbeidsterapie toe, want al balans was af. Ja. Toe word het beter, meer gebabbel, want sy was nie stil nie. Sy het gebabbel.
Okay.
So, the babbling got better, improved, en toe breek sy elleboog, Julie vakantie.
Oh.
So we couldn't go to occupational therapy, and then I thought, it's in the back of my mind, let me just take her to the audiologist. And that day they told me, they don't, like, she's a bit difficult, sy is my moeilik, want dis vreemde mense, sy gaan nie skoolkie toe nie. En toe sê sy, kom ons probeer weer die toets. Maar hulle kry nie enige reaksie nie, van die haarselle nie. Hy het dit nie eers gehoor nie. Ek sê vanmorgen, hulle sê die kind is doof. Toe besluit ek, kom ons gaan Orange City toe. Toe gaan ons Orange City toe, hulle het baie mooi toetse gedoen, hulle het die vloeistof in die ore getoets, dat sy nie met grommet skryf iets, soos dit nie. En toe sê hulle nie, die haarse, hulle kry hulle rarig niks nie. Daar's nie.
And that's where the diagnosis was shared with
you? Yes.
Which was what?
Profound deafness.
In both ears?
In both ears.
Because we live in the year 2024, thank goodness there are things that there are possible solutions
mm-hmm. yeah.
that could help. Yeah, telling me about that.
So, dit was 'n bomskok. Ek dink ek het grys geword na hierdie diagnose. Maar hulle het vir ons gesê, daar is geleenthede. Sy kan vir 'n cochleaire implanting gaan, hulle moet net kyk.
Okay, so she could be a candidate.
Yes.
For cochlear implants.
Ja.
Okay.
So, sê weer?
Then we had to go for the MRI scans yeah. to make mm-hmm. sure that the brain and all the nerves and all the blood vessels and everything mm-hmm. is there. The brain is properly developed. There's nothing else that is wrong or causing her okay. to not be able okay. to hear.
Which means that she could be a candidate.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. That went through successfully after the CT scan, the MRI scan.
Okay. And, yeah. All right. Yeah. So generally, when a child is born, at some point there needs to be an audio test anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Because up until 2 years old, you may not even know.
Yeah.
So generally after birth they do like an audiology test just to kind of, but it's a very kind of basic one, but just to see the APGAR scores, all that kind of stuff. And then obviously like they were saying, as your kids grow older, there's a babbling that happens. But if the babbling doesn't then develop into actual words, because obviously they're being spoken to by parents, friends, whatever, then there's obviously a level of concern, because why aren't you either repeating back to me? So
starting to form
words.
Okay, but practically you wouldn't know for the first couple of years. I mean, there are no obvious signs.
No,
you know. Okay, so then you got told that she is a perfect candidate for cochlear implants.
Yeah,
I know this from doing Good Morning Angels for a while. That comes with a price tag.
Yes.
Like most of these modern solutions.
Yeah. In
jy het gesê jy het opgehou werk op 'n stadium.
Ek het, dis ek huis mamma.
Uh-huh.
Toe het gedink, okay. So met COVID en alles het die geld die reepekoers opgegaan. Ons het net huis gekoop voor COVID. Toe het ons die medies gestop.
Want ons was op die punt waar ons die keuse moes maak, want of ons hou medies of ons hou ons huis.
Sure.
En dit ons nou maar gesit en sommige doen soos okay, wel ons het nou 'n kind en ja, dit is moeilik om medies te kanselleer, want ek weet nie wat 'n kind gaan doen nie, maar dis dit soos okay, wag. Ons sal dit wag.
Ja.
Want as ons nog kinders vry, nog huis en nog die huis hou
eintlik. Dirk, ja. Hoe het jy dit alles hanteer, Nico?
Dis baie druk. Ek dink enige pa sal saamstem, dit is bitter moeilik as jy alleen inkomste is wat jou huishouding moet onderhou en
It's a lot of pressure.
It was a very challenging time, but
and tough decisions.
A lot of tough decisions. It's not I wouldn't think that anyone can just go and say, no, that's like bless the people that do support you. But if someone comes up to you and say, you never cancel the medical aid, and like, I hear you, but you weren't in my shoes.
Yeah.
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 I mean, preaching to me at this point where I'm trying to keep my head above water and trying to do the best for my family is
not helping.
I hear you.
Yeah. Mm. But it doesn't help. It's been
exactly.
done now.
Yeah.
It's done.
So where are we standing now? What are we talking here?
Well, she's an ideal candidate, and we've been working through the PCIU, the Pretoria Cochlear Implant Unit,
sure.
and they've told us that one device will be 244,000 rand.
Goodness.
For the entire procedure, the hospital costs, speech therapy, that will total 550,000. So it's a lot if you don't have medical aid. And when we heard that she's deaf, we did apply for medical aid and we were accepted. Mm. We were granted.
Yeah.
But that only started at 1 October. Okay. And according to the medical aid law of South Africa, she's now excluded for a year.
Mm.
But that doesn't stop us to try and get funds in another way.
Of course. And I'm guessing that at her age, these are critical developmental years.
Yeah.
Ja, hulle het gesê, so daar's kinders wat al 9 maande cochleaire implantings kry.
Okay. So and the sooner it gets done, the better for her development.
Ja, en dis hoekom mense sal dink dat die medies dan 'n uitsondering sal maak vir al vir kinders.
Yeah. But that's not how it works in reality. Nee. That's what we also know from hearing stories on Good Morning Angels.
Yo. So hulle sê die beste tyd is nou tot 5 jaar. Maar
of course,
vinniger mense speel, hoe beter.
As soon as possible. I always like turning to the experts when it comes to cases like these, like yours. And here we have representing Operation Healing Hands, and we have really partnered with them so many, many times. Is it Brensha?
Yes, that's correct.
How are you, Brensha?
Great, thanks. How are you guys?
Good, good, good. Thank you. No strangers to these stories.
Yes, thank you for having us again.
But oh boy, do you step in. So what are we dealing with here? This is an enormous amount of money.
So as Operation Healing Hands, we are so incredibly privileged to be part of Oraine's journey to a brighter future and to also be able to not just hear the world around her, but her parents' voices for the first time, which could be life-changing. And when we heard that family and friends had already gathered and donated 75,000 rand, we got straight to work with all our partners and sponsors and hospitals, our entire network of our own version of Angels, to work on closing the gap, which was 475,000 rand that was outstanding for this one cochlear implant that needs to take place. So we are very grateful to our friends, particularly at Southern ENT, who have given us an almost 50% discount on the actual cochlear implant that's going to be used, the actual prosthetic that's going to be used at 50% of its usual cost. And because we also are aware of the fact that it is an urgent and necessary procedure, we have already booked her theater time for next week, Tuesday, at Zuid-Afrikaans Hospital, who we would also like to thank for giving us immense discounts on their usual rates for facilities and anything that we'll be using in theater. And then also to all the medical professionals and anyone involved in her care at Zuid-Afrikaans who are giving their time and expertise and skills for absolutely free at no cost. And if that's not enough, we've managed to secure in cash donations another 75,000 cash donation, which leaves us with 100,000 remaining out of the initial 550 that was needed to do the one implant and everything that accommodates that entire implanting of that device.
Help me with the math here quickly. Where did we start here? You said something about 500 and something.
Yeah, over half a bar,
That's overwhelming.
They already have a date.
We're optimists. We've booked this ahead of time. So we live in hope. Operation Healing Hands lives in hope.
This is positivity in action right there. They already set a date. What is the date? 12 November?
Next week, Tuesday. 12 November.
Tuesday, guys. So that closed the gap. There's 100,000 left, and we'll give that.
Why, donkey?
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll close that gap with 100,000 rand needed. 12 November. You're in fantastic hands. In fact, you are in the hands of Operation Healing Hands and Good Morning Angels.
Boy, boy, donkey. Oh, mense was net so goed vir ons hierdie laaste ruk. Die genade is baie groot.
Ongelooflik, dankie.
Baba Jelle, en hou ons asseblief op hoogte hoor.
Baie dankie, ons was
I need videos.
Ja.
When you speak to her and she can hear you.
Dankie.
That is beautiful. Good job, Angels. Good job, Operation Healing Hands.
Thank you
Southern
so
ENT, Zuid-Afrikaans Hospital, everybody that made this possible. Good job, Angels. Good job.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.